For a lot of people listening to this podcast, they don't know what Minecraft is. So for someone who doesn't know how Minecraft works or what Minecraft is, can you kind of summarize what they could expect from Minecraft or what Minecraft is?
The simplest way to consider a game like Minecraft is if you take the analogy of like working with Legos. So if you have just a bunch of Legos in like a big bin, then you have a bunch of different pieces and you can combine it with whatever you like, make whatever you like, build it up, break it down, play with your friends, build something together, play it alone, build it on your own time. And Minecraft is sort of like that, where it becomes a virtual world that lets you build whatever you want with the blocks that it provides. So Minecraft itself is based on everything's in blocks. Sometimes they are a little bit different shape. Like you can have a fence that's not a complete block, but things like dirt is just a whole block and you can build it up into a bunch of different things. There's like bricks, clay, concrete, any basic materials you can think of probably are there. For our purposes, we're just using the creative mode, which lets you get any blocks that you want and spawn as much things as you want. So in the normal game, you'd have to keep collecting dirt or wood if you wanted to make something. But in this, we can just grab from a unlimited supply of wood and put it wherever we want. So for example, I think Gamble's mostly made out of, I think it's concrete. And then the Union is a bunch of brick blocks. So the game has pretty much unlimited potential for what you want to create. And it's an easy way for anyone to join, play, and download the game. There's no complicated tutorials on it. It's basically install the game, enter the server address, which will be public later, and join and play.
So Andy, how do you come up with this idea?
I'm the UConn Gaming Club Minecraft community manager. The very first thing I saw was like the virtual commencement that UConn itself was going to organize. So it made me think like there are other schools that are doing things in Minecraft too. There are other schools that are doing things in like Roblox. So like what could we do for UConn that would become like a special thing for people in this time? Because a lot of my friends are seniors too, and I know they were really bummed about not being able to attend commencement and stuff. I figured Minecraft would be like a natural connection that people could use because most people like know what Minecraft is at least, and they would be able to attend if they wanted to. And so that was like the main inception. And then Ryan sort of showed me some other stuff where like some DJs were holding concerts in Minecraft and some other schools like RIT have built their entire campus in Minecraft. So I figured like, why don't we just do the same thing?
So it's like a huge expansive game and it takes a long time to even build anything. So I'm wondering, how long did you guys work on this, on just the Gamble itself and then everything outside of it?
Well, it was actually really interesting because Gamble took the least time than out of anything that we expected. So we have a great team. We have a few ECGC members and a few people outside of ECGC who are volunteering their time to help build. So when we first started, our first goal was to actually find a place in the world that we could place Gamble down. And then we got to engineering Gamble. So the way we built Gamble is we actually looked up floor plans from UConn websites and the architecture firm that built Gamble like way back when. So we were able to find out roughly like what the radius of the dome is and how tall it is. And then we did a bit of math to convert that to Minecraft units. So our version of Gamble is actually a 1-to-3 conversion of Gamble. From then we built the original circle that was like the bottom layer. Then we built the walls, and then we started building the dome. And while we were building the dome, we also started building the interior with the court and the bleachers. So our version of Gamble isn't perfect, but it's like very close to the original, almost like a 1-to-1 copy. And for that, we used a lot of Google Maps imagery. We used a lot of interior pictures that were taken throughout various basketball games. And so it was a pretty fun endeavor in terms of being able to look at this, all of these images and all of these videos that we found of real life Gamble and using that to sort of cross-reference where our block should go. And I'll say the actual Gamble building took about maybe 2 or 3 weeks of about a few hours every day where we would just go in and add a few blocks here and there and use some commands to make stuff easier.
I'm surprised we're doing even more than Gamble. I didn't anticipate it. I can say, because I recorded most of our Gamble stuff. It's about like 12 and a half hours for the Gamble recordings that I have. I missed a few sessions, I think. And that's also with multiple people working on it at a time.
Can we go on Minecraft and you guys can kind of give me a tour?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yes.
Do you guys want to describe kind of what we're seeing right now?
Sure.
Yeah.
So this is the front entrance. If you walk in through here, you can go and see your bleachers. So we have this sort of area fenced off. So this is going to be for the people who are graduating. We're going to set up a booth over there where they can actually sit in the middle of the field. And so the idea is we're actually going to have two speakers.
We can't say who yet, but...
Yeah, so we're going to have two speakers who will sort of introduce the class. And then we're going to have each person sort of walk up to the stage one by one. We'll hand them a Minecraft book, which will serve as their proxy diploma. And so we're anticipating the graduation ceremony to last maybe 30 minutes. It'll go pretty quick. And then once we do that, we'll have everyone go out of Gamble, and then they can sort of spread out and start doing the other activities. So we'll have different volunteers at each activity, and they'll be able to sort of guide people and control what's going on. And we also have a little surprise that we'll give everyone at the very end of the ceremony, but I'm not going to spoil it right now.
Yeah, some of the side activities can be mostly automated, but we have our volunteers and other staff to make sure everything goes smoothly.
How can people participate in the graduation?
All of our information is pretty much on our social channels, so Facebook and Twitter and Discord. The Discord link should be on those as well. If you're looking to volunteer to help build the map or help run the event, there is the volunteer form. I don't have a short link for it, but it's also on our social channels. If you're looking to attend either as a graduating UConn student or just as an attendee, whether or not you know a graduating UConn student, you don't have to know one. Attendee form is also on our social channels. They're still open. We might close the volunteer form eventually if we get enough people, but the attendee form should probably go up until pretty close to the event.
I believe we currently have 13 new volunteers or 13 attendees, Ryan.
Attendees.
We're always looking for more people to join, so that would be really helpful if you want to go to
twitter.com/... It's a bit higher than 13 now.
Okay, that's good. twitter.com/UConn Gaming Club, I think.
If you don't have Minecraft, it's... I believe $25. You need the Minecraft Java version, not the Minecraft Windows Store version. They look very similar, but they work differently. So you need to make sure you have the Java version, and then download version 1.15.2 for the day of. There's nothing special about, like, you don't need to pay more for different versions. It's just they let people download different versions because there's different things in each version. And if you aren't comfortable with buying the game or just don't want to buy the game, we will also be streaming it on our Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/UConnGaming. And we'll be showing off the main ceremony and other events for people to see and appreciate that don't want to get the game. Because we understand not everyone can buy the game or run the game or just want to play the game at all, but still want to be involved.